dreams, visions, visitations, hypnosis, and visitors from the other world. We're in the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, Bereshit. We're going to talk about some more visitations, some more visions, and more information about God given to us through these revelations. Now, Jacob went on his way. Now, he's leaving his father-in-law, Laban. By the way, Laban means whitey. He probably had red hair and had turned white young, probably when he was about 30 years old. Now, Jacob had offered a sacrifice, and now he's on his way. And the angels of God met him. The angels of God met him. God is continually confirming to Jacob that you're my man. You're my man, and I'm going to take care of you. You're in a foreign land, and I took care of you there, and now you're wealthy, and you're on your way back home. And I'm going to take care of you, Jacob. And Jacob said when he saw them, this is God's army. This is God's army. This is God's camps. Plural. So he named the place Mahanaim. Two camps. Two companies. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, in the country of Edom. That's down by Petra. And he also commanded them, saying, thus you shall say to my lord Esau, thus says your servant Jacob, I have pilgrimed with Laban, and have stayed until now. And I have oxen and donkeys and flocks and male and female servants. I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight. Now remember the last thing that Esau said, I'm going to kill him. As soon as I have a chance, I'm going to kill him. And the messenger returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you with 400 men, an army of 400 men. And Jacob was terrified and distressed. And he divided the people who were with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two companies. For he said, if Esau comes to one company and attacks it, then the company which is left will escape. Divide his forces for protection. And Jacob said, O God, O Elohim Jehovah, of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord God, who did say to me, return to your company? Was it you? Was it you that said for me to return to my company? Was it you? Were you the visitor? And to your relatives, and I will prosper you. And I am unworthy of all the loving kindness, of all the mercy, and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servants, which with my staff, I crossed this Jordan. Now I have become two companies. I didn't come here with an army. I didn't come here with swords and bows and arrows and slingshots. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he comes and attacks me and the mothers with my children. He's going to kill my family. Now, Esau was not stronger than Jacob was. Jacob was a stronger man, but Esau was a vicious murderer. Sometimes you don't have to be big and strong to be vicious and a murderer. And that's what Esau was. For I could fear him lest he come and attack me and the mothers of my children. For you have said to me, I will surely prosper you and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So he spent the whole entire night there. And he selected from what he had with him as present for his brother Esau. 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams. 30 milking camels and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. And he delivered them into the hand of a serpent, and he drove by itself, and said to his servants, pass on before me, and put a space between the droves, the different droves of animals, the different herds of animals. And he commanded that one in front, saying, when you see my brother Esau meet you and ask you, saying, to whom do you belong? And where are you going? And to whom do these animals in front of you belong? Then you shall say to him, these animals belong to your servant Jacob. And it is a present sent to my lord Esau, and behold, he also is behind us. Send presents. Maybe it'll change his wicked heart. Then he commanded also the second and the third, and all of those who followed the herds, saying, after this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him. And you shall say, behold, your servant Jacob also is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me. Then after all, I will see his face, and perhaps he will accept me. So the present passed on before him, while he himself spent the night in the camp. Now he arose that same night and took his two wives and his two maids, and his 11 children, and he crossed the ford that is the brook Jabbok. And he took them and sent them across the stream. And he sent them across wherever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, a man wrestled with him until daybreak. That man was Jehovah God. That man was Jesus. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh, and so the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He wrestled with God. And then God gives him a new name too. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said to him, I'm Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Israel means to wrestle with God. It's Ish, the man who wrestles with God. Then Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you asked for my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob named the place Peniel. Peniel. Peniel means face. El is God, the face of God. And he said, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun arose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his right thigh. Now he's in worse shape than he was before. Now he's crippled. Therefore, today the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is the socket of the thigh, because they touched the socket of Jacob's thigh and the sinew of his hip. Then Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and 400 men with him. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two maids. And he put the maids and their children in front, and Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Joseph last. He loved Rachel, didn't he? He loved Rachel. Rachel and Joseph last. Now Rachel was pregnant with Benjamin. And he himself passed on ahead of them and bowed down to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell upon his neck and kissed him, and they wept. God changed that wicked man's heart. Now God hated him. God hated Esau. He was no good. But God changed his heart right here. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are these with you?" So he said, "The children of whom God has graciously given to your servant." Then the maids came near with her children, and they bowed down. And Leah likewise came near with her children, and they bowed down. And afterwards Joseph came near with Rachel, and they bowed down. And he said, "What do you mean by all this company which I have met?" And he said, "To find favor in the sight of my Lord." But Esau said, "I have plenty. My brother, let what you have be your own." And Jacob said, "No, please. If now I found favor in your sight, then please take from my hands. For I see your face as one who sees the face of God, and you have received me favorably. Please take a gift which has been brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have plenty." Thus he urged him, and he took it. And Esau said, "Let us take a journey and go, and I will go before you." And he said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are frail, and the flocks and the herds which are nursing are a care to me. And if they are driven hard one day, all the flocks will die. Please let my Lord pass on before his servant, and I will proceed at a leisurely pace according to the face of the cattle, and are before me and according to the pace of the children until I come to my Lord at Seir, Petra." And Esau said, "Please let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But he said, "What need is it there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Sukkoth, and built for himself a house and made booths, shelters for his livestock. Therefore the place is called Sukkoth. Now Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is the land of Canaan, and which came from Paddan Aram, and he camped before the city, and he brought the piece of land where he had pitched his tent from the hand of the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Actually, silver is what it is. Kasab. And he erected an altar there, and he said, "El Elohi Israel," the God belonging to Israel. The God belonging to Israel. Mm-hmm. Jacob was a man of God. You'll see that all the way through. Jacob's sons were not like their father. One of his sons, Joseph, was the greatest. And he was the type of Jesus Christ to come. And Jesus Christ to come would come through the loins of Jacob. This is where. But it would come through the loins of one of his sons, Judah. Judah, praise Jehovah. Judah was not the most godly person
But God used him to bring forth the Messiah. God uses broken, cracked vessels to bring about his glory and his love. And he cherishes you like he cherished Jacob. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world or to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Ephesians, the second chapter, Paul writing to a circular letter to all the churches. For in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that is not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his creation unto good works. We do good works after we've been saved. We also sin after we've been saved. But God uses us cracked vessels, us cracked pots, to even then bring glory to himself. Our Father, we send this message out to honor and glorify you this night. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for the love that you show to this man, Jacob, and he changed his name to the man who wrestles with God. Because we wrestle with you all the times with our lives, and we want you to win. We want you to win, but we don't want you to bless us also, as Jacob did, that we might use it to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray, and please forgive me where I have failed you. Amen.